Howdy folks, it's Mook. Welcome to the Game Geekery Podcast number 2, the sequel no one, absolutely no one was clamoring for. It's been about 4 years since the last one. I believe I signed off that one with, I'll see you next week, so perhaps I was a little overconfident there. Regardless, I've been busy doing GURPS stuff, and in fact, I had already planned to do another podcast of answering reader questions. However, this past weekend was FnordCon 2, the virtual con, since so many of us are stuck indoors, and I wasn't able to actually listen live to the panels that I wanted to hear, but I was able to record them and listen later. So I thought, for those of you who weren't able to tune in, I would give you an update on some of the things that strike my fancy as I'm listening through them, some of the things that caught my ear. So if you weren't able to make it, hopefully you can get at least a little bit of news. So the first one that I listened to was the panel on GURPS. That was Saturday night at 8 o'clock. And the first thing that really kind of perked my ears up, Douglas Cole was talking about a new project that he has coming forth from his Gaming Ballistic. It is a box set called Secret Wars. At least that's the working title. It'll be a standalone game powered by GURPS, and it is an XCOM-inspired sort of covert action, alien invasion type thing. Sounds very cool. What I particularly enjoyed hearing was Douglas talk about GURPS books like Action 4, The Pyramid Articles, Pointless Looting and Slaying, Pointless Monster Hunting, 5 Easy Pieces. I don't use those systems. I prefer my own because I don't do dungeon fantasy that much, but it's nice to hear that other people enjoy the simpler side of GURPS. He said, in fact, specifically, I love that character generation of make a couple of choices and get playing. Douglas, right back at you. Next thing that piqued my interest, I believe it was Elaine Dawson. They didn't identify all the speakers beforehand, but I'm pretty sure that's who this was, the director of licensing. She said about GURPS, we're also trying to kind of branch out in some ways to deal with the way the gaming market is now as opposed to how it was when GURPS was first created. Here's the good part. And we're certainly looking into more of a presence on virtual tabletop. Now, that, of course, would make me very happy. I've slowly been migrating more of my gaming online just because the player pool is much larger and I can game with people that I haven't seen in a long time that are geographically dispersed. But with the recent stay-at-home orders due to COVID-19, there has been such a huge influx of gamers online that I, of course, have sort of stepped up my game and I'm trying to spend more effort and energy along those lines. So it was good to hear that the company is also looking to expand into virtual tabletop. A bit later, they were asked, have you thought about doing streams about your games? And Steve Jackson's answer to that was, we did, I think it was an 8-week series for Fantasy Trip. We've never done one for GURPS. We would be very encouraging to a Blade group that wanted to do one for GURPS, but whether we would do one ourselves, I don't think so, at least until we build a better video studio. So again, more online, wider community, YouTube videos. There are, of course, GURPS YouTube videos out there. I have a couple of my own actual plays up there. I know Olympus RPG Group, they just have a bajillion. I've seen other videos of people talking about character creation, things they like, things they don't like. These are all good things. That's where all the new gamers are coming from. They're coming from YouTube, they're coming from Twitch, they're coming from Fantasy Grounds and Roll20. So I have a few ideas brewing of YouTube videos that I can maybe throw together. I definitely prefer short form to long form, but we'll see what comes of that. A bit later, they were asked, how do you see GURPS positioned against the current trend towards low-fidelity, narrative-focused games like Powered by the Apocalypse? Do you have any plans to show how GURPS can be played in a very lightweight manner? The answer here, Steve Jackson. That's not GURPS. That's asking GURPS to do something that it doesn't do. If somebody wants to play PBTA, they should do that. And Crom agreed. He said, there are limits to what you can do with a tool that was never intended for a job. And Steve Jackson again rejoined it with, yeah, GURPS is a great big toolbox, and it doesn't make sense to sit on a toolbox and then try to, I don't know, drive nails with your fists. Better not to bother with the toolbox in that case. Now, obviously, I personally respectfully disagree with pretty much every word of that. I have no problem whatsoever playing narrative-focused games with GURPS. In fact, it's super easy. Everything boils down to a target number and roll 3d6. The rest is all embellishment. Of course, it's easier because I myself have internalized so much of the mechanics of GURPS that I can just sort of filter everything on the fly. And so the players don't have to go through the various tables and figure out what the range penalty is and the hit location penalty. They can, of course, if they want to, if they're really into the mechanics and they love playing that way. But my experience in the last few years, maybe 10 years, has not been that. People aren't really looking for heavy crunch games like that. They want to play a story. They want to tell tales about their character and be cool doing it. And that's awesome. And GURPS absolutely can do that. In addition, GURPS can also have the dials turned up to full crunch, just absolute rollmaster level of minutiae and little fiddly bits. And so you have the best of both worlds and everything in between. I don't play Fate and Powered by the Apocalypse and then Rollmaster and then Pathfinder. And, you know, it's all GURPS. Super simple, super heavy. GURPS does it all. So they're missing a boat a little bit on some of that. Then they were asked, would beginner GURPS coaching of the Combat 101 or character creation variety be good subjects for YouTube videos from Steve Jackson Games? Krom's answer was, they'd be good subjects for YouTube videos. I don't think it's really what Steve Jackson Games should be doing with its time, because I think that what you really need is a gamer talking to another gamer, not some game designer saying, look how wonderful and easy my system is. I pretty much agree with that. That's how I got into gaming, was another gamer. It wasn't from an ad. It wasn't from a company tagline. It was from other people playing a game. And I said, whoa, that looks cool. What's that? So I think particularly today, where everything is so much more visual, everything is video, that having YouTube videos, again, talk about character creation, talk about how the combat system works, talk about different ways you can tweak the rules, all that stuff is great. So hope to be able to do more of that. At one point near the end, Steve Jackson said, there are some settings that really push GURPS hard. Bunnies and Burrows might very well work better with a zero crunch system. I mean, he did say it would work better with a zero crunch system. I suppose I can get behind that. But as you probably know, I've run many a Bunnies and Burrows game with GURPS, and they're fun. They're super fun. They're super simple. Obviously, a bunny character is not going to have a character sheet with 65 skills and all kinds of techniques and a gear list that takes up half a page. You know, they're very simple characters, but they're rules legal characters. They use the same mechanics as any other character in GURPS. They're just very pared down. So, yeah, I have no problem using GURPS for Bunnies and Burrows. And finally, they ended. It was a bit of a downer note, at least for me. Steve Jackson was asked, is there any possibility for Powered by GURPS becoming something like an OGL? And I do at least appreciate his candor and leaving no ambiguity whatsoever. Steve Jackson's reply to that question was, I'd probably have to die first. I'm not a big fan of what the OGL did for WotC Hasbro, and I would resist one around here. So there you go. That is pretty much the nail in the coffin for any kind of OGL, DM's Guild type of thing coming down the GURPS pipeline. For the fans, for the players, it's unfortunate, but from a business point of view, I get it. It makes absolute perfect sense. Doesn't make it any less disappointing, but I get why Steve Jackson is, why he thinks that way, and why he is not down for GURPS OGL. So that's the first round. That was the 8 p.m. panel on GURPS from this past Saturday. The other panels that I have recorded, and hopefully we'll have some notes on, I did the Friday 7 o'clock Ask Me Anything with Steve Jackson, the Friday 8 o'clock panel on online tabletops, the Saturday at 9 o'clock Ask Me Anything with Krom, the Sunday 11 a.m. Ask Me Anything with Phil Reed, the Sunday 3 p.m. Ask Me Anything, What's New at Steve Jackson Games, the Sunday 5 p.m. Ask Me Anything with Steve Jackson, and finally the Sunday 6 o'clock final wrap-up. So over the course of this week, I will be listening to those, and as things stick in my ear and rattle around my noodle, I will try to get back here and share them with you for all those of you who weren't able to attend virtually. So that's me. I'm Mook. This is the Game Geekery Podcast, and long live GURPS.